Well, I'm the Chippewa National Forest. We have sites that go back, you know, as far as about 10,000 years. So we have things that are that old. And you know, it's hard to say, you know, what the oldest thing that I've found here is, because a lot of times when we first find a site, you know, particularly if it's a site that dates to before contact with Europeans, unless there's something that we would call a diagnostic artifact, you know, pottery or certain projectile points, then it's hard to say exactly how old that site is. Since I've been up here, we've been able to confirm a site out on Star Island is about 3,000 to 5,000 years old. And it was work done by the Leech Lake Heritage Sites Program out there. And then some of the sites, another site up on the north side of Winnie, there's some indication that that could be in that same age range as well. But we haven't had any of those diagnostic artifacts yet come out there, but there's some other clues that might make us that old. So you don't always know immediately how old something is, but you know, we know that we have that potential to go way back. Most of the sites we find up here date into that period later in the pre-contact period up through modern times. So, you know, when you get into about, you know, 1,000 years ago up to about 50 years ago, that's where most of the sites we find here. And that's primarily because populations were higher during those periods than they were further back.
That is Sean Dunham. He is an archaeologist for the United States Forest Service, and he works in the Chippewa National Forest. The Chippewa National Forest spans Itasca, Cass, and Beltrami counties in northern Minnesota. It has more lakes and wetlands than any national forest in the United States, including more than 1,300 lakes, 935 miles of streams, and 400,000 acres of wetlands. The forest boundary encompasses about 1.6 million acres, which are managed by a combination of state, tribal, county, and private entities. I'm Katie Carter. Come on along with me. Let's visit the Chippewa National Forest. And while there are so many incredible things to see in the Chippewa National Forest, there is one place that has fascinated me for years, and it's called Star Island. I spoke with archaeologist Sean Dunham about the island, and he explained what it was all about.
Star Island is an island that's located within Cass Lake, and it gets its name because it is, if you take a look at it on a map, it does have kind of a star shape to it. And most of the land on that island is Forest Service land, and there are a couple of some areas of private land out there as well. The lake is very interesting from the standpoint that, or the island is interesting because there is a lake in the island called Lake Windigo that some people claim is the, if I get this right, the only spring-fed lake on an island in a lake that's within a river. So this weird Trivial Pursuit type trivia there, but what some people talk about. I think the island's about 980 acres, so almost 1,000 acres in that ballpark. And, you know, there's trails out there that you can walk on. There, in addition to the property, there are what we call here in the Forest Service recreational residences. And those are cabins that are owned by private individuals, but they're on federal land. So that they, it's not a lease, but it's a permit that they have from the federal government to have their cabins there. And some of those go back to the early 20th century, some of those cabins. Most of them are historic, you know, and eligible for the National Register of Historic Places, but not quite all of them.
The Chippewa National Forest, it's right in our own backyard, and it is full of glory. As I said earlier, it includes more than 1,300 lakes, 935 miles of streams, 400,000 acres of wetlands. It has more lakes and wetlands than any national forest in the United States. And as you just heard, it has an island that is home to a lake. Lots of stuff to see in the Chippewa National Forest. Get out there, explore. I'm Katie Carter. You're listening to Let's Visit on Northern Community Radio.